The Joint Finance Committee approved a provision in the state budget last week that would create a development opportunity zone in Janesville. With that zone would come $5 million in state tax incentives that could be used over the next 5 years. Doug Venable, Janesville's economic development director, says it's an important lure.
If approved by the legislature and signed into law by the governor, would provide Janesville with another tool that would allow us to compete for those kinds of investment projects here in South Central Wisconsin.
The state currently has one development zone still active, Beloit's Gateway Project. Dan Cunningham of Forward Janesville says that was used as their model.
It has been very successful in attracting business down to that particular area.
Cunningham says the Janesville plan would be more flexible than traditional state tax breaks and could be used on capital investment. Venable says the zone's exact boundaries within Janesville would be negotiated between the city and the State Department of Commerce. And he says there may be potential for GM to cash in.
It may be a part of an incentive package that's provided to General Motors to encourage them to reinvest in the plant and open it back up for the production of small vehicles. Or it could be available to another company that would want to invest and relocate their operations into the vacant General Motors plant at some point in the future.
If approved by the legislature and the governor, and it's ultimately successful, the Janesville zone could potentially be extended for another 5 years and another $5 million. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.